This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveychannelradio.com.
Shelburne, Vermont, with 7,000 people, is going through a population explosion of bears. 2,000 new ones every day. But it's no problem at all, because as soon as they're ready, these bears are FedExed to their new adoptive parents. Welcome to Vermont Teddy Bear.
Let's go in and make ourselves a teddy bear.
Vermont teddy bears are, well, a breed apart. And no wonder, they have colorful personalities, lead active lifestyles, and dressed for every occasion. Some are foreign, and some are aliens. Others seem to have magical powers, like the ability to fly. Almost 500,000 Vermont teddy bears are handmade here every year. Kathy Carlisle, director of production, showed me the cutting department. A hydraulic press forms teddy bear parts by cutting through several layers of synthetic bear fur at a pressure of 34,000 pounds per square inch. Larry Rushford says that's the force of 10 to 12 elephants.
So, Larry, if the machine breaks down, you bring in 10 to 12 elephants to supplement until you fix it?
Either that or I eat a big lunch.
In the sewing department, the bear crew performs some kind of strange ritual called the Shedding of the Fur Shaker Dance. It's done, they say, to shake off the loose fur before sewing. But I think they're just having fun. Next, the cutouts are sewn into adorable little bear limbs.
But as you notice, all the parts are sewn inside out so that the seams don't show, obviously.
Makes sense.
And then we have to turn them all right side out.
So that's how they do it. Eyes are indeed windows to the soul, and looking deep into the baby browns of these furry friends tells us quite a story. Of course, they're fastened on so snugly with a lock washer, they'll never get yanked off, not by a Rottweiler or even by a two-year-old.
All of our bears are safety tested to be 100% child safe. We wouldn't want the eye to pull through because that could be a choking hazard.
Next comes the pin in assembly department, where the bears get their bones.
We have Jamie, who's putting some pins in right now.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
And you can see what she's doing is she's putting that plastic pin into the slit that's left in each of the bear's parts. This happens to be the head. She's putting that onto each pin so that the bear will have a full joint. There's a pedal down here. It's a mechanical press. It comes down with force to press the joints together.
And so the body is stuffed last.
That's right.
I think something's still missing here. That's what it is. A big bear belly.
We thought that might happen.
So, why are they called teddy bears?
Not only did President Teddy Roosevelt coin the phrase speak softly and carry a big stick, but he is also responsible for the teddy bear.
One day when he was hunting with friends, the president refused to shoot a bear cub. Hearing the news, a Brooklyn shopkeeper who wanted to honor that kind gesture made, yes, that's right, a teddy bear. That was 1902. More than 100 years later, they're still the world's most popular plush toy, an enduring symbol of love and affection.
Makes me happy every day to know that I'm going to make someone happy.
One thing's for sure, the people who work here know how to treat a bear right. It's like being in a fancy spa resort. They're groomed, fluffed, pampered, petted, and pedicured. Jennifer Lopez doesn't have it this good. But even so, these teddy bears know that their destiny is to bring joy to someone in parts unknown, as Beargrams, each with its own identity, name, occupation, unique outfit, and special message. Sales rep Nicole LaWillia runs through the process.
Probably the most personal part of the teddy bear process, wouldn't you say? This is where we see the cards. We get actually the order of the teddy bears. They come through the picking department, as we saw. Here you see exactly what's going to. You can see the card, Jen, hope you're feeling better. Love your brother, Warren. You see where it's going. Quality control check in here, making sure, right, it's a honey bear. He's got a clown care outfit. He's been embroidered. So we do embroidery here on a lot of our products. So it says Dr. Feel Good.
Making the world a better place, one bear at a time. That's their motto. You know what? That's exactly what they do. Good night from Vermont Teddy Bear Land. And don't worry, everything's going to be okay.